Welcome to Kankakee Podcast News. I'm Jake Lamore. This week's episode is brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. It's more than just cakes and cupcakes. It's the perfect treat for every occasion. Here are your local news headlines from this past week, with today being Friday, March 29th, 2024.
A fatal crash occurred yesterday at Route 50 and North County Line Road in Manteno, resulting in the deaths of two individuals. According to a press release from the Kankakee County Coroner's Office, a 2017 Honda Civic driven by 53-year-old Lisa M. Dome of Wilmington was eastbound on 12,000 North Road and failed to stop at a stop sign. The Honda Civic was then struck by a southbound 2018 Ford F-150 pickup truck. Dome was pronounced dead at the scene. Dome's 9-year-old granddaughter was a passenger in the car at the time. She was extricated from the vehicle and transported to Riverside, where she later died. The driver of the Ford F-150 sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
Several guns have been taken off the streets in the city of Kankakee this past week. According to Kankakee City Police reports, at least five or more firearms were confiscated during routine traffic stops. Some of the offenders arrested are believed to be connected to the shooting that took place Thursday, March 21st, in the 700 block of North Hickory. A vehicle crashed into the playground of the St. Anne Grade School, damaging a swing set and the building last Friday, March 22nd. Officials suspect a medical emergency caused the driver to lose control. The Country Herald reports no one was hurt, but the crash ruptured a gas line, leading to an evacuation and early dismissal for students. A vehicle rollover into the Kankakee River happened early last Saturday morning, prompting authorities to close Route 113 near Edgewater Drive. The Country Herald reports the Limestone Fire Protection District responded to the scene, finding heavy damage to the vehicle with a single occupant involved. The incident occurred around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd. Initial reports suggest the vehicle veered off the road unexpectedly and rolled into the river. Moments residents are being warned about unauthorized solicitation within the city. In a Facebook post from the Moments Police Department, representatives from Vista Energy have reportedly been approaching households, claiming to offer reductions in utility costs. However, Vista Energy is not authorized to conduct or solicit business within Moments and is in violation of peddler's ordinances. Residents are urged to exercise caution if approached by anyone from Vista Energy and are advised not to share the details of their utility bills with them. You can contact the Moments Police Department if you have any questions. The Village of Bradley has found a general contractor for their new sportsplex to be built along St. George Road. WVLI reports at Monday night's Bradley Village board meeting, trustees passed a resolution to bypass the competitive bidding process and instead award a contract to Gilbane Building to serve as the construction manager. Mayor Mike Watson said they will begin receiving bids for the earthwork on the sportsplex April 3rd. Presently, the project is anticipated to cost the village around $42 million to complete. The Village of Bradley has also been gifted a piece of land to build a new park on. The piece of property is located near North Street and Cardinal Drive. The Bradley Board plans to begin construction on the new park in 2025 or 2026. Bradley officials, including Mayor Mike Watson and key personnel, recently toured a Texas water park, signaling the village's intent to develop a similar indoor complex locally. The Daily Journal reports the visit underscores Bradley's ambition to construct a 90,000-square-foot water park, potentially costing $70 to $90 million. With feasibility studies underway, the village eyes early 2025 for a decision, yet approval from the village board remains pivotal. While optimistic, Mayor Watson emphasizes the need for caution. The next steps involve soliciting proposals and cost estimates. If approved, the project could redefine recreational offerings in Kankakee County. Roughly 70 people attended the informational meeting about the River Edge Redevelopment Zone Tuesday morning, hosted by the City of Kankakee and other organizations at the Majestic. Sabrina Canella, Deputy Director of Business Development for the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, explained all the benefits of the River Edge Redevelopment Zone, including new construction job credits.
So a little bit about this credit. This will offer 50 to 75% credit against wages paid for construction jobs. Again, we want to incentivize construction within the area, and we want to incentivize high quality. We want you to pay these people in a fair and equitable way, which we believe is happening. We want to make sure that we're supporting that as well.
Some of the other benefits within the new zone include building materials sales tax exemption and interest income deduction. You can learn more about the River Edge Redevelopment Zone by visiting citykankakee-il.gov or by contacting the Kankakee Economic and Community Development Agency. St. Mary's Hospital in Kankakee has a new CEO. In a post made by the Ascension St. Mary's Kankakee Facebook page Thursday, Otis Story was named as the new CEO of the hospital. According to Story's LinkedIn profile, he's been working for the past 4 years as Deputy Chief of Staff at the Office of the President in Cook County. Kankakee School District 111 has hired a new Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. The Daily Journal reports Kelly Gilbert, currently the Director of Student Support Services at Joliet Township High School, brings extensive experience in education. Her appointment, with an annual salary of $145,000, is one of the first actions under incoming Superintendent Teresa Lance. Gilbert expressed excitement to join the district, citing admiration for its achievements and familiarity with Lance's work. The vacant commissioner seat on the Bourbonnais Township Park District Board has been filled. In a post on the BTPD Facebook page Wednesday, a picture shows Deputy Director Amanda Langloy swearing in Scott Chaplinsky as commissioner. Chaplinsky takes the place of Kelly O'Connor, who resigned in recent months. Moon Cookie Gallery in Kankakee plans to close its doors. In a Facebook post made by Moon Cookie owner Natalie Seaton on Monday, said the gallery would close at the end of April. Seaton said the decision was not made lightly or without hesitation. Moon Cookie Gallery has been in operation for the past 8 years in various locations in downtown Kankakee, providing customers with handmade gifts crafted by over 70 local and regional artists. Currently, the store is located on the ground floor of the Clock Tower Center on South Schuyler Avenue in Kankakee. The Daily Journal reports that Olivet Nazarene University's RN to BSN program has earned a top ranking in Illinois by RegisterNursing.org. Ranked number 2 out of the top 5 programs, the achievement highlights the program's commitment to elevating nursing standards and improving patient care outcomes. Fortitude Community Outreach closed on property Wednesday in Kankakee that they plan on using as their headquarters. The property purchased by Fortitude is the former New Faith Community Baptist Church on South Evergreen Avenue. Fortitude Executive Director Dr. Dawn Brewers confirmed the news to us via email. The Daily Journal reports the purchase price was $215,000. Fortitude plans to use the building as their office space and eventually have an emergency overnight shelter if the city awards them a conditional use permit. A Bourbonnais man has received the President's Lifetime Achievement Award from President Joe Biden. The Daily Journal reports that Maurice Shelton, founder of Choices Youth Outreach in Bourbonnais, received the award just recently. Shelton's organization has empowered at-risk youth for a decade, offering tutoring, mentoring, and violence prevention programs. A blind veteran from Bourbonnais is gearing up for the 38th National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic in Aspen, Snowmass, Colorado. The Country Herald reports despite his visual impairment, Anthony Woodson will join over 400 disabled veterans from April 1st through the 7th for adaptive sports like skiing and sled hockey. Organized by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and Disabled American Veterans, the clinic celebrates veterans' resilience and highlights their extraordinary abilities. Time now to find out what local events are happening in the area this weekend. First is our live music happenings with King Music on Broadway and Bradley. Use promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off your order. That's KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off your online order.
Welcome, music lovers, to the heart of Kankakee, where the rhythm of our city pulses with the beat of live music. This is Ben King, your guide through this week's sonic landscape of our vibrant community, proudly brought to you by King Music and the Kankakee Podcast. Picture this, the sun dipping below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the bustling streets. People of all ages, backgrounds, and tastes converge upon our local venues, drawn together by the promise of unforgettable performances. And now, let's take a sneak peek into this weekend's upcoming music events that'll have you tapping your toes and moving your feet.
A little light for Easter weekend, but on Friday, March 29th, we have Ryan Leggett at Candy and Cake in Bourbon A from 6 to 8 p.m. Matt Yeager at Copeland's in Mantino starting at 8 p.m. On Saturday, March 30th, we have Everingham and Pittman at the Isles in Buckley, Illinois at 8 p.m. And have a happy Easter on Sunday, everyone.
So mark your calendars, spread the word, and let the music carry you away. Keep tuning into the KK Podcast for weekly local music events. Until next time, let's keep the rhythm alive, Kankakee.
Still I Rise will host its end of March dinner and clothing giveaway tomorrow, March 30th. The event starts at noon at Five Star Wings on West Station Street in Kankakee. The event is free. Meals, clothing, and other supplies will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last. Visit still-irise.org for more details. Those are your Kankakee Podcast News headlines for Friday, March 29th, 2024, brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you for listening. This Monday on Kankakee Podcast, we will be welcoming Bernie Gorak II to the podcast to talk about Kenpo Martial Arts Academy in Bradley.
Kenpo is based on a lot of self-defense, which all martial arts have self-defense. But in the Kenpo system, with Ed Parker's system, there's 254 self-defense techniques, white to black. It's a lot of techniques. 9 forms, 9 sets, sparring.
Please follow and subscribe so you don't miss that episode and the ones to follow. Have a great weekend and happy Easter.